if this planet was run like a business, then we are the ballooned executive receiving funds for like not doing their job.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it just efficiently
drain the swamp.
They'd fucking drain the swamp. Kill all humans.
Right. Drain the swamp. Drain the swamp.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Randall Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Let's fucking go. What's up, baby boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It's a Friday. It's a Friday. We're live on a Friday. They love the live shows, guys. Racist live chat bumping right now. Oh, look at that. A bunch of people just call me the N-word. That's fucking great. Wow.
Oh, look. Naked pictures of all your exes.
Naked pictures of every girl I've ever dated. That's fun. That's fun. Oh, look. And there's my dead mom. There's a deep fake of my dead mother. That's always nice. Welcome to the show. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning. Happy Friday, my friend.
Happy Friday to you, my friend. We have two incredible white guests, White Power Fridays, we call it, on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him. You love him from his extremely white supremacist podcast. Here's the scenario. he supports white pride. He supports the white culture, the white race. He's all things white. That's what they call him. Mike,
what are you doing?
Cannon.
That's what's up.
Very racist, guys. Tweet it out. Tweet it out. Make sure you tag him. Tag networks that he could work
That's
for.
That's right. Yeah. This is a good timing.
Why
really
not?
Good timing.
Is there something going on?
Yeah, of course there is.
Great. It ain't going to happen. You're a white guy. Get the fuck out of here, doggy. Fuck out. Okay, doggy. Good luck.
It's literally reached the point where they're like, you don't have anything. Like.
No, nothing. I have no associations with any Nazis. Ladies and gentlemen, also, I haven't seen this guy in a fucking long time. So maybe since we might have had some Frank Pepe's pizza out in fucking Connecticut. Some fucking old school, old timey fucking... a blast from the past. New album called Stay Dry, ironically, because I'm fucking soaking wet with how horny I am for this nice guy being here right now. Nice, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Oates is back on the show.
The feeling is mutual. I am drenched.
Yeah, you're fucking... How you doing, man?
Good. I thought that intro was for me. I'm like, I'm all those things. Yeah, I was like, nice.
He's actually racist.
Yeah.
He's like Nardwar.
Pat would have loved, to get the accolades that I gave you, but yeah. You know what?
You know what? I'll donate them to you.
Pat's Lou, dress for the job you want, right?
Pat, where you been, man? What's been going on with you?
Just been on the road, performing. Yeah, after traveling around New England, doing dumb stuff like that.
Selling meth in Albuquerque.
Same when I saw you in casinos, when I watched you and Dave Smith wrestle really drunk in hotel rooms for no reason.
Yeah. We said we wouldn't talk about that, Pat.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was
fun to watch.
Me and Dave Smith wrestling hotel. When Dave, nude? Dave used to be fun.
No.
Dave used Feeney to be, just kicked your ass, right?
No, Feeney,
there was footage.
Feeney talks about it like I was hammered on six fucking whiskeys, two fucking 40s. We were fucking around on the fly. I could hurt Feeney. I could hurt him. I could literally hurt him.
Yeah.
Now, next time I see him, I'm actually going to hurt him.
Yeah,
just to prove
intention.
A fucking point. You fucking cocksucking Feeney. He's like, I did pretty good. Did I? I was like, no, you didn't do good.
The thing is, with Feeney, he has so little control over his limbs, especially, like, he's brand new to MMA, but he has the sharpest joints in America. Yeah. So if he catches you with a stray elbow, you're getting opened up immediately.
No, I'll fucking destroy Feeney. And I mean this, I can beat Feeney with one arm tied behind my back.
Let's set that up for Skankfest.
I will set up one-handed me versus Feeney for Skankfest.
Do you remember last year what he said?
Ooh,
because I just remembered. Feeney wants to be the clown. Or whatever. The pinata.
Why disparage the pinata?
It was multicolor. I went with the first word that came to my head.
The fucking clown? What the, no, it's a
the
fucking,
gay pride fighter.
Yeah, you know, the fucking the queer.
That's naked rest. And occupied. That's been booked.
Yeah, he did want to be the pinata. We got to see if this can even happen this year at Skankfest. So
He is a far number two for the pinata, by the way.
But no, here, look, I'll tell you right now, I would love to do it, but the pinata fight, so we have to get the commissions involved in Las Vegas.
No kidding.
Yeah, because they're like, yeah, you can't just fucking do this type of shit.
Non-sanctioned fights in the middle
so
of the mall.
So I don't know, not positive that they're going to sanction a pinata fight. My goal was to get Brendan Schaub to dress up as the pinata, and
oh,
then
yeah.
to get like eight of the fans, but like straight up trolls. Yes. I want them to like literally wear Fighter and the Kid subreddit t-shirts, and then their username on the back of it, and maybe some quotes and things that they've
every
said
one of them should have to read one thing that they've posted before, and then just ding.
Yeah, dude. They have to wear like kitty cat masks.
Yeah.
Homeless cats. They have to dress like homeless cats. That's actually what they have to do. This is
luckily like, Skankfest. They're halfway there.
Yeah, they're
so we gotta get them cat stuff.
Yeah, we have to get them cat ears, and then we got it. And a P.F. Chang's t-shirt, and just fucking just watch Brendan Schaub.
That's a great idea.
Lose his mind. Lose his fucking mind.
You hear the Kill Bill music?
Yeah.
The only way to tap out is to say that Gringo Poppy was good.
Yeah, that's
like, that's
it.
The only way.
I'll never do it. I'll never do it. We'll see what happens. I'm very excited about all of these things. Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. It's a very exciting show. I've been fucking moving for the past week.
Oh.
The house is really coming together. I'm very excited. I feel very, very at home. Very at ease. Trying not to fucking lose my mind over traffic.
How's that going?
Going good. Yeah, pretty good. I'm pretty calm, right?
Yeah, you seem okay.
Cannon, what you plugging on?
I got a bunch of dates. I'll be in Seymour, Connecticut on May 12th at the Strand Theater. On May 13th, I'm going to be at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie. Then I'm going to be all over the place, MikeCannonComedy.com for that. And then, check out my Comedians on Edibles doing crowd work show that just I just put out on YouTube, and Lewis was supposed to be on it. I did this podcast the day of, and then 8 minutes before the show, he told me he was sick. Mm. So hopefully next one, he'll be on that.
Was I sick?
No, I doubt it.
You think I lied?
Yeah, for sure.
You think I lied
I think
you?
It's
you
think I was a certainty.
You think I was a fake-ass dude?
Yeah.
Really?
In that
really?
Situation, I knew going in that you weren't going to do it. That's why I had Joey Dardano on speed dial.
He's obviously a fucking good replacement for me, Joey Dardano.
Hey.
Joey fucking
Dardano.
Fan favorite. Joey Dar fucking Dono. Joey Dardano. Fucking
the Joey Dardano.
Right now. And I was kidding before
Joey
about Cannon.
L. Dardano.
I was kidding before about Cannon and about attacking him online. Attack Joey Dardano online. Relentlessly. I really mean this. I want you to troll him fucking relentlessly. And I want you, and don't even say anything. Don't say anything about me. Just be like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
You think you're the real Puerto Rican rattlesnake Joey Dardano?
He's got a good mustache.
Yeah, Dardano is spelled R-O-G-A-N.
Can I see Dardano? Can we see Dardano? Please.
You don't know Joey?
Joey doesn't want to know me.
He doesn't want to
fucking know me. You try to replace me, dude. I'm literally irreplaceable. No, dude. You do 15 minutes of silence.
Okay.
That with this.
That's him?
That's a
with
boy.
With this fucking.
The boy?
This no lip.
What would you do?
With this no lip boy?
Lewis didn't show up to the crowd.
Look,
show.
Real hot boy shit.
That's right.
With Joey Dardano. This guy's dead.
He's dead. He's your new nemesis.
He's fucking dead to me, dude. He's dead to all things Gas Digital. He's dead to Skankfest. Has he been to Skankfest?
No, I think he saw. I think he submitted too.
It
He'd
ain't
love to.
Happening.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Because of you, Canada. I want you to know what you did to Dardano. You're gonna have to call him after, like, dude. Listen, man. There's a wave of shit coming. Because I mean this, guys. I really fucking mean it. I want you to hurt Dardano's feelings. Get specific. Try to find things that you think you'd be insecure about.
Yeah, just anything not on my, just not my YouTube thing.
Comment good things and thumbs up. Thumbs up his special on YouTube.
Thumb it up. Comment negatively.
Comment negative on Dardano. Say, I liked everyone but Dardano. Where's Gomez? This is fucking ridiculous, Dardano. You coming after me, Dardano? Yeah. I think not.
Hashtag fuck that Italian.
Yes, fuck that guy. He's Italian? I don't even know that.
Dude, his name is Joey Dardano.
Joey, I thought he was a fucking Irishman.
It's like a young pizza box logo.
Yeah. It looks like Scott Baio's shit. You see that guy?
Like, Pat Oates, what you plugging on?
I got this Thursday, I'm at Comics Roadhouse at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
Go check out my album, Stay Dry. It's all where you can listen to stuff in the POS podcast on YouTube and anywhere you listen. So
love it. Love it. Love it. Zach D'Amico.
I'll be on the road with Lewis.
crackling and dackling, baby boy. This weekend, if you're listening live tonight, come out to the Late Show. We need those tickets being sold, boy. Fort Worth, Texas. Late Show, let's go. Very personal experience on the Late Show tonight.
I took a bath.
Doggy.
Fort Worth.
Doggy. No, here's
you
my
think problem. I'm wet now.
Doggy, my agent, he's got to fucking get with the program, doggy. I went to Fort Worth less than a year ago, this club, by myself. Oh. Then me and Aaron, 4 months, 5 months later, we went back down to Dallas, and I was like, we shouldn't do this. And I told my agent, I was like, dude, let's do all the cities me and Aaron didn't do. He put Fort Worth, and then I was like, I guess I'd go back to Fort Worth. Come out Friday night. It'll be.
It's
listen
not
to me.
Short for Fort Worth, my time.
Oh, fuck me, dude. Yeah, the Late Show will be completely different than the early show, might I add, dude. All crowd work, I guess. Yeah, guys, come out to both. Come out to both.
Why that's not? How you do it, is you bill it as a themed show.
It's a crowd work show. It'll be on a late show. It'll be completely different than the early
that's
show.
That's a great idea.
May 17th, I will be at the Comedy Store. Tim Dillon, Whitney Cummins, non-committal, but I think they're going to come. Non-committal right now, but I got a good feeling about
headlining
the show.
Headlining the Comedy Store, May 17th, Joe Dardano.
Joey Dardons. No, it's going to be The Depraved at the Comedy Store. Louis Chagomis presents The Depraved. Six or seven of the funniest comedians doing filthy sets, starting with their dirtiest joke of their set. Then May 19th and 20th, me and Zach Amico, The Secret Group, Houston, Texas. Come out to those shows. We're going to be filming a bunch of stuff that weekend as well in Houston, so please come out. It's going to be a ton of fun. I love that fucking venue. Then Lafayette, Louisiana on the 21st. Then Comics Road House, Mohegan Sun at the end of the month, me and Zach Amico, May 25th through the 27th. Then Grand Rapids coming up, Emis, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Detroit, and more. Legion of Skanks going out in a little theater run in the New England area, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and the Foxwoods Theater. So come out to all of those shows and subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Pushing another update through today. Well, this is a pre-tape on Tuesday, so hopefully by the time this comes out on Friday, that other update went through. A lot of great, amazing changes. The streams have been going off incredibly. They look fucking great. The chat is great. Obviously, some structural things were changing. We love the feedback. If you guys are having any issues or can give us any feedback about your experience at thenewgasdigital.com, make sure you guys email help@gasdigital.com. Otherwise, use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Unlock thousands of hours of content not available anywhere else. The Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Ladies. Ladies. How into AI have you guys been getting? Not just ChatGPT, but like just the whole...
Like in terms of using it or just staying up to date with what's going on?
I mean, I use it all the time now. But I just use it to rewrite things over and over again. Not my, like, just like writing a press release for this thing that we're doing. And now I'm like, write it again. Write it again. Make it more professional.
Did you see what Nimesh did?
What Nimesh
did? This is really smart. He fed ChatGPT or whatever all these comedy reviews, the transcripts of specials that led to those reviews. Then he submitted his own and had it write it under the Jason Zinnemann but not really him. And he put it up as a review. He's isn't real, but this is what AI thinks of my special.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you not bring up other smart, cool things that people do on my show? This is my show.
Well, I feel like maybe so that could Nimesh, spur an idea for
how about,
you.
Yeah, how about I spur my fucking balls into Joey Durano's fucking mouth?
That'll be between you and him, I guess.
Hear that, Joe? Is he tough?
I don't know. He's solid. He's like a small, solid guy that kind of reminds me of... He probably wrestled in high school.
Okay. Now he wants to come at me? Come low?
Yeah. He'll come low.
Watch my flying knee, doggy.
Center of gravity.
Watch my flying knee,
this
Dardano.
This man doesn't even know this is happening.
Dardano is dead.
Lewis throws a kick and his knee flies right off.
Oh, now he's doing this? The guy's like, I barely woke up yet. Like,
Dardano is a dead fucking man. We're coming after him.
I like that.
With all of our fury. Every Gomite. I need you guys full front. On the forefront of Dardano. If you could find him physically... Please.
Have him on.
Where does he live?
I'll have him on.
He lives in New York.
Yeah. But, be more specific.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
I'll have him on.
Have him on, dude. You get here, it's just empty. There's no table.
No lights.
Nothing.
I lock the door. Like, now you can't leave, Dardano. You know that because you're a fucking guinea. You know that reference.
That's right.
It's like I do. So then we become friends. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. We have a lot to talk about. This bummed me out, Shannon. The first story of the day. Three 13-year-old girls are gang raped You know what, Shannon?
At the Gomez family reunion?
I thought there was more. I thought there was more. This doesn't bum me out as much. Can I tell you why? I thought you, on the phone, when we spoke, I thought you said 30 13-year-old girls were gang raped. And I was like, wow, that seems like a bloodbath.
Yeah, that's 30-year-old women. We wouldn't even care.
I thought she said 30. Remember, Shin, do you remember my reaction, what I said on the phone when you said this?
Yeah, I thought you were just being very compassionate.
What was my reaction?
You are like, nice. Wow.
I was coming. I was actually coming. Yeah. Oh, Shannon.
30. That's like 10 too many.
No, I thought it was 30 13-year-old girls. They were invited to try a new flavor of vape. Vape.
Uh-oh. Right. But are you sure there wasn't a typo in the text?
What's gang vape?
Does it come in bubble gum?
It's like, oh my God.
No,
first...
but somebody will.
Zach is on fire.
Yes.
So now that it's only three, it is very sad, but it didn't bum me out in the same, like, I mean, it didn't fucking ruin my morning the same way that I thought it would.
Ruin their mornings.
I love how it so didn't even ruin your morning. You checked a text in the middle of the story.
Well, I wanted to make sure that...
That you weren't being charged with rape.
I was like, hold on, I got to make sure. I just got a text message from my lawyer.
Yeah. See where I was.
You're all good. You could talk about this. And Shannon, where was this? This was not here.
Malaysia.
Malaysia, which I don't even know what that is really. No. Is that in Asia? Obviously. It has Asia in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the teenagers were hanging out in a shopping center, and there was they met a group there. The five suspects are aged 13 to 17. And they told them that they should go back to this lodging house with them to hang out. When they got to the lodging house, they're like, oh, try this really cool new flavor of vape. And then as soon as they did that, the girls lost consciousness. And then they woke up several hours later. The suspects were gone and they all believed.
I mean, that was how you originally, like in the old like Bond movies, they would get vape. They would shoot vape into a room.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You'd fucking pass
out.
Gas.
Yeah. Yeah. What my question is, though...
That would be the best way of... Dude, that's how you... Hitler should have done it, dude. They should have fucking given the Jews
free
fucking...
Vape.
Yeah, dude. Fucking...
What flavor would you give Jews to get them?
You fucking...
Money.
Locks. Yeah. Pennies. Pennies.
This tastes like papyrus.
This tastes like a stroke.
Dougie, yeah, the... yeah, that would have been the best way that Hitler could have taken care of the Jews would have been to say, hey, guys... Free vapes.
Just free. You don't have to say vapes.
As soon as they said free, they're lining up, dude. Here we go. We don't even need to worry about the fucking trains. You get the fucking Jews to come out in droves.
Does 5-on-3 constitute a gang? You know what I mean? That's almost 1v1. It's like two people got double teamed. One person might have got triple teamed.
Especially if they were big women and little men.
Right.
Then it's fair.
I like to think one girl was triple teamed and all the other girls just had singular rapes.
Okay.
Or
so one was the Steph Curry and had to be guarded more closely.
Yeah, she was.
And they left Harrison Barnes open in the corner.
I don't know sports, but I'm getting the references, doggy. I'm fucking following along on context.
Okay. Two were ignored and just one was fucked by five people.
Yeah, what if two of those gals just fucking had a good old time? They woke up, they're like, you know, I feel fine.
Yeah.
Are you sore? No. Oh, no. That's how you find out.
I had the best sleep.
It was four male and one female suspect.
Whoa.
Damn.
And that's 3-on-3.
Okay.
The half court.
So
that's fine.
The female suspect is what they use to like lure them.
She was the Jizz Lane.
Yeah.
Mm. Jizz Lane.
The Jizz Lane. Right here, right this way. Step into my Jizz Lane.
Even if you say no, you have to come in.
Yeah. That is very sad. That is not good.
So did they make like a vape that makes you pass out?
So it doesn't reveal what the whatever drug was in the vape, but it's something, you know, women are always scared of like their drinks being drugged.
Yeah.
But like at Skankfest and stuff, like I've had guys offer me like vape cartridges and stuff that the flavors that they know I like, and now it's something that, you know, you just can't accept anything.
She's like, here, Shannon, here's a cum flavored vape cartridge.
My favorite.
And how much you love it. She's like, yum. I love it.
Isn't there like a nail polish that you can put in your drink that like changes the color if you have GHB in there?
Why do you know that?
Because you know,
some fucking marketed shit for twats.
Oh, I didn't get the
No offense. I'm just saying like First of all, it's not a regular thing. It's not happening that often. People aren't date raping bitches with fucking dropping things into their drinks.
But no?
That's an old timey thing, dude. With social media now and cameras and everyone's got something to lose. You got a comedy career. Nobody's doing that anymore, dude.
I feel like that's the way to
Maybe
do it.
Maybe back in the day you did it a couple times, but not anymore. What are we doing?
One of these girls left order in this new thing, the angel shot.
No, I don't believe that that's happening that often. I stand by this. I don't know anybody, and I know some pieces of shit, okay? Like some real fucking garbage.
Have you ever been roofied?
No. I mean...
Well, I did. Well, I did only because I was an inexperienced drinker in college, and I was a true pussy. So I went to this frat called Pigs in Geneseo, which has since been disbanded, I think, because there was... either a murder or like a stabbing during one of their parties.
It was a frat called
Pigs. Pigs.
Yeah. I think it was in a sorority called Pigs, just a fat girl sorority. Hello.
In Revenge of the Nerds.
Was that, they had a, like, they were like, but they were nerdy bitches. They weren't just fat, right? Or were they fat?
They were men. Oh, in Revenge of the Nerds?
The sorority was Omega Mu.
Yes.
Omega
right.
Mu. Yeah, they were all fat chicks.
Yeah, they were giants.
Yes, dude. God, the 80s and 90s rule.
Yeah. Oh, good. You can
It's great. That was the whole bit. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Put a pin in this. Shannon, can you look up what John Stamos is in trouble for right now?
Yeah.
Because that's wild.
I read this the other day that I forgot about it.
Wait till you see
it. Are we going to have to rape dick him?
I don't know. I think he raped dick himself.
Oh, I'm excited.
Stamos?
Yeah, Stamos.
America's beautiful man? No. Yeah.
It says the attorney says actor John Stamos had a sexual relationship with 17-year-old student.
Recently?
No, that's not what it is.
No, that's not it.
He talks about how
he
talks about how a fan came up to him after like a show when he was in a band.
He was in a band in Europe.
And then some girl like really wanted to fuck him.
Jesse and the Rippers?
And yeah, probably. Well, it was the Rippers. Don't say that much.
Oh, she got fucked by the saxophone player in the pancake hat.
So I guess this girl wanted to fuck him after the show and he wasn't into her at all. But there was another guy in the band who was into her.
Okay.
And he says in the thing, she was very drunk.
Yeah, she was very drunk. And then so he like started making out with her, turned the lights out, and then said he had to go to the bathroom.
A little switcheroo.
And then did a little switcheroo, which I think was a thing that people were doing back in the day.
Sure.
And look, you be aware of your surroundings, bitch. If you are, No, dude, hear me out on this. No, I got this. No, hold on.
Get night vision, whore.
Where's your goggles, bitch?
Get night vision, whore.
Well, every time Lewis fucks, it looks like the end of fucking Silence of the Lambs. Just use your predator vision.
Doggy, no, it's just...
It's like with Cosby drugging chicks. I feel like in the 70s when that happened...
No, drugging chicks is crazy.
Chicks would be like, he got one on me.
drugging chicks is kind of crazy. There's just something about you, like, fucking a dude and then, like, him tagging his buddy in, and you're just like not really like aware, and like you're just such a slut bag that you let that happen. You're not a slut bag by Dougie. If my daughter got tag teamed by some guys and against her knowledge, right, and some other guy came in and started fucking her, I'd be like, you fucking idiot, a whore. How did you end up here? If some guy slipped her a fucking Mickey, I wouldn't go like, oh, this is your fault at all. But I will say there's a little bit of victim blaming here. If you get yourself so fucked and you're such a slut that you're in some guy's trailer fucking him after a show, you're just sort of like, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying.
But was she only upset when she found out it was Dave Coulier?
Yeah, that's the part where you're picked. Cut it out. Yeah. Like, fuck that.
This might be how she found out 30 years later. Oh, for 30 years, this lady's been telling ladies, telling people she fucked John Stamos.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't this a story with Mencia and what's his name?
Brad Williams?
Yeah, isn't that like the whole story with him?
Where he told it and had to like apologize for the story.
Like, yeah, because he was like, Mencia was going to hook up with the chick, so instead he tagged in
Brad Williams.
But Brad Williams was like, I was joking, obviously, because I'm a midget. She'd be able to know, but it's like, maybe.
He was telling the story for
Mexicans
a while.
Have really short arms and legs.
It's like, wow, Mexicans really are boxes.
So that doesn't apply to Carlos Mencia, but...
Doggy, I think that probably was happening like a lot more often,
mm-hmm.
like,
but with famous people than a non-famous guy. I think just that's
like,
the issue.
Just, I think just like probably in the 80s and 90s, it was just regularly you hook up with a drunk chick. Drunk sex was a regular thing. When I started hooking up, okay, no, don't stop me. When I started hooking up, hold on, I got this. Hold on, hear me out. No, hear me out here for a second. Yeah. That was
2:40. Time to hit the bar.
Dougie, no, it was like a regular thing is people would just get fucked up and hook up with each other. I'm not sure how much that's happening. I guess it probably is happening in college still, right?
Of course. I think it's happening.
But today, I wouldn't, if I was single, right? Like, I wouldn't, even my girlfriend, if my girlfriend was blackout drunk, I wouldn't hook up with her. She's my girlfriend. She lives with me.
But like out of the fear of a crime or just because you're not attracted to that? Because like,
attracted to it.
Oh, so my wife's, I mean, I don't drink, but like that never bothered me before. But like if my wife's like sloppy and just like,
you have a kid now. If it's a mother of your child and she's sloppy, you're like, what did I do?
I don't drink and someone's drunk.
The fuck did I marry, you fucking pig?
Can I maybe play devil's advocate here? Is John Stamos actually
John
kind of
Stamos
a good guy in this situation?
I like doing my Al Pacino impression when we play devil's advocate.
He gave this.
Hoo-ah, John Stamos. I can't really do it.
No, it's good.
John Stamos.
That's the only words you got?
Stamos, hair. He's got hair. Ooh-ah. Yeah, that's it. Hey.
Stamos.
Ooh. Hey. I speak dog. I'm Justin Silver. Hi.
He's Greek.
But if she didn't find out until recently, or like whatever, he kind of gave her a fun party story, right? Like something to say, something to tell her.
Well,
kids.
She's been telling everyone that she's fucked John Stamos one night after a
That's
show for years. So
exactly.
Now she's got to go back and retract that story to all of her friends.
That's the problem, is that he revealed the truth.
Yeah.
So that immediately strips her of any credibility now when she tells that story.
Well, you gave her a gift, right? You gave her the story. Yeah, you gave your buddy a gift. You gave him some pussy. Everyone's sort of happy here, Stamos, right? You get out scot-free. You went and had a great career.
He's like Robin Hood.
Yeah, you got to fucking go out, and now you got to fucking ruin it for everybody involved.
See,
you implicate your friend in a rape? He's like, dude, the fuck?
He's like, I just left. I don't know what happened after I walked out.
If it's the other way around, it's a great story. If she thought she was going to fuck that guy and then tagged in Stamos, and then she found out later she got a celebrity and didn't know it, that's
saying,
a great story.
She thought she was going to fuck that guy, and then she tagged in Stamos, and Stamos fucked
that
guy. And he's like, wait, what? What happened here?
It's like, I need to see this guy, too, because if he doesn't have the exact body, the exact shape, the exact breath, like, how did this happen? I mean, I guess she's
how do you
like
know somebody's breath.
Yeah,
you've
fuck?
Never kissed two people in one night, and there's a substantial.
Well,
difference
that's actually what he
the
said. The story was that he had to go freshen up in the bathroom his breath.
Mm.
So he went to go to the bathroom to like use mouthwash, but he came back and fucking.
Yeah.
He's like,
now if the guy came back with mouthwash, like that's a brilliant move. Like, see, then he smelled like what he was supposed to.
Yeah, this was a thing, and it was just a fun gag time. Like, you know, we talked about the Revenge of the Nerds with the scene where he wears the helmet and he fucks her, and she thinks it's her boyfriend, and he, you know, he's full fledged penetrating.
Question:
her.
Did they sell a John Stamos mask at the height of Full House?
Ooh.
Because then, if the guy had put on a John Stamos mask.
Yeah.
You know, fool me once.
It said that he turned down the lights before he left the room.
Of course.
So, she just never saw him.
I'd pop those back up. If I'm fucking John Stamos, I want to see
I
everything.
I want to see Stamos. I want to see it go into me.
Yeah.
Like, Stamos, turn the lights on now.
Yeah.
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 I mean, ooh, you're not.
Dude, I fucking.
The hair.
Have mercy.
Yeah. I turn, I get the
light. Is that what he told the guys? He tagged him in.
Hey, fuck,
have mercy.
Wailing mercy, there he is.
All right, let's go. Does it live or does it die?
Does it live or does it die?
All right, Shannon, give me some setup here. What is this?
Okay, so this is in Indonesia. A woman was at the airport. She was preparing to meet her niece.
Wait a minute. Is it India or Asia? What is this?
Indonesia.
Whoa.
So she goes in.
That's where an Indian person forgets who they are.
Unreal. Unreal.
Oh, no, who am I? Where am I?
Where?
Thank you, come. I don't know.
Just come, John Stamos. Thank you.
What time does this place close?
Oh, shit.
God, Shannon.
So she's in the elevator at the airport. I feel like I'll let it play out from here.
Let's see. She's at the airport.
Yeah, in the elevator at the airport. There's no sound.
What the fuck?
It's going to start in a second. Oh. There. Okay, so note that there are two sets of doors. Yep. Oh, yeah. So she misses that it opened at her stop, and then she freaks out thinking she's stuck in the elevator.
Okay, sweet. She's thinking that
I've been there. Yeah. I've been in mushrooms in an elevator, just like, where am I? Why isn't this opening?
So now she's trying to claw open the other door.
Oh, no.
Which she thinks is the only door.
Oh, no. Oh, no, she fell, and it closed.
That's it.
That's a funny way to go.
What floor was she on?
I don't know.
That's a great question. Yeah. It's a great question.
If you're peeling open the doors of an elevator, how is your first instinct to just walk?
They got air! Confidence.
Like, insane, dude.
Oh, it says she rode the elevator onto the second floor.
Oh.
Second floor?
She's alive. One floor.
Yeah, she just
but did they find her? Or did the elevator go back down to the first floor and crush her?
Oh, no.
Oh, like Mission Impossible.
Oh, or did she, like, did her arms and legs get caught on the pulleys and she became a marionette and scared people in the hallways for the rest of eternity? Hello, I'm the elevator lady.
Going up.
What floor? Maybe that happened. I think that's what happened.
If that happened.
That's my guess.
Then she's alive. But,
Shannon, what happened?
She died.
She's dead.
Oh. And they found her 3 days later.
Oh, no. So she slowly died.
Because they didn't know. Well, they don't know for sure. But they ended up, there was a few days later, they noticed that there was a weird smell. And then that's what led them
Indian
to the body.
Indian woman.
That's why it took 3 days.
They're like, oh, my God, what is that smell? I've been here forever.
I love that she just rolled her ankle and then starved to death.
God, women are dumb. Their survival instincts are awful.
The droopy dog elevator operator noticed this. Genty smells.
She fell down one flight of stairs and then starved to death.
Why did it take 3 days to find somebody on the first floor?
Look at this guy fucking hitting on William right now. He's like, yeah, what's up, girl?
Like, they didn't
is
know.
Is the volume out there?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
It's
sorry,
off.
Sir.
It's off. It's off now.
Sorry, sir. I don't know you.
Damn. The fact that he's not turning is terrifying.
Yeah.
It's off out there now.
What is this guy? Ralph, what is this guy doing for us? Bulletproofing the place? What are we doing? What is it? What are we doing, Ralph?
I think right now Ralph thinks he's here for another reason, and he's just kind of pricing out your equipment.
Are we?
He's like, oh, okay. So cameras mounted. Okay.
Ralph, are you buying equipment for off this guy that fell off the back of a truck somewhere? What is happening right now?
It's
is this racist?
Casing the joint.
Is this guy cool? Is he funny with my racist jokes? Can we turn the volume down in the hallway, please?
Is he just looking for menthols? Like, what is happening?
Jesus, Pat.
Just asking the question.
We don't know if the volume's down.
It is. It's off.
No one knows who
Thank
I am.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, but Louie's going to get his ass kicked.
Yeah. You're racist. He's mean. We're doing it. We're killing it.
We got it. So, yeah, she died. Sad, sad day for women in all of Asia's.
R.I.P.
Indonesia, Malaysia.
What do they do with her? Like, do they just toss her out on the road with the other long-nippled dogs? Or what? Like, how do they treat dead women over there?
Not well.
Probably not.
As well as alive women.
Dude, I feel like there's enough clips now where you could do a full, like, Asian women versus elevator shafts.
Yeah, that's...
But not from the second floor. I think one is extra stupid.
Yeah. That's...
Like, the 30th floor.
I mean,
a tiny Asian thing. You're breaking.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine just opening the elevator and not waiting for a second, just seeing what's up. It's just such a woman move.
How strong was she too? How shitty of an elevator was
this?
Yeah.
Now you could open the elevators. I think pretty easy. I think they're designed so you could like pry them open.
Even between floors.
You know what? I just said that.
Yeah, I don't think
I literally just said that.
It's a thing you call the fire department to do.
Right. Yeah.
It's like jaws of life.
It shouldn't be an easy open.
Well, depending on the girl, a lot of these girls got some jaws of life. Right. If you know what I mean, boys. Let's go. Okay, real quick, let's take a moment to thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. Marquee sponsor for all things here at Gas Digital, including Skankfest. If you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over 21 years old, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Yep, stop going to gas stations, bodegas, or smoke shops and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you go to YoKratom.com, where they have the best strains, the best customer service, and, to be honest, the best deal going, $60 for a full kilo delivered right to your door.
Holy shit, $60 for a kilo? What are we, fucking cokeheads in the 30s? This is crazy. Go there right now, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Okay, where were we? All right. Let's talk about this. Okay, so AI, we were talking about that before. It turns people's thoughts into text. This is interesting, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what they're doing is they use an MRI machine, right? So they'll have you like watch television, listen to podcasts, and while you're doing that, they'll hook you up to an MRI machine. So essentially they start taking brain scans of how you're reacting to different words, different things. Then they take that, they put it into AI, and then the AI can look at your brain scans as you think and now predict what you're thinking based off of how your brain scans.
Sick.
Scary.
Why? Yeah. Why?
It's awesome.
Why? I mean, because you could think.
I don't
text.
Need that information. Out
I don't.
There.
I also like.
It, you could think text. Like, dude, stop. Stop thinking my thoughts. But imagine that. Like, so we are going to get to a place, right, where like I don't know, right? So where the technology will get so wild, like you walk into a room, right, and they go, yeah, we're just going to be monitoring people for fucked up, crazy thoughts. We now, if you are a fucking evil person, we can now. Point it out, and we fucking know you have evil. And in a weird way, as a moral person, you go like, "That's not a bad thing, technically, right?"
Sure.
But then you're going like, "Well, am I going to give access to my thoughts to fucking the government?
No,
to businesses,
because I think the most outwardly moral people have the most heinous thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. If anything, some of us should be rewarded for what goes on in their head,
and we don't act
and
on
they
it.
Don't do any of it."
Yeah. But what about like predicting like future crimes, right? Sure. So like the idea of like you like patterns, like just how you type, how you think, things that you search.
My thought process would also be a Minority Report.
So but that
keeping track of them.
wallet keys.
But like why couldn't you take like a profile of like a serial killer or a pedophile or a murderer, their patterns and the way they type, the way they speak, all that, put it into a computer, put it in data, and then take another person and take AI and go like, well, these people are more than likely to commit these types of violent crimes.
Either that or that computer is going to kill so many child hookers.
Yeah. You're going to scoop up so many pedophiles, though. Like, seriously, like all the kid thoughts.
Yeah, and then they go like, all right, well, is there free will, right?
But it's arrest will. Without committing the crime.
But is there free will, right? So some people say that free will doesn't exist, that it's just chemical reactions to your environment, right? Mm-hmm. So you go, well, free will doesn't exist, then technically, if they could predict it in a foolproof way, why wouldn't you lock up fucking future pedophiles or criminals based off of this AI? And that's where you go, this is fucking getting crazy and sci-fi and fucking weird. I mean, I don't want them in my head because I'm going to get locked up.
So my biggest issue with this is I have intrusive thoughts. So same. If I knew I was being monitored.
I have intrusive thoughts about wanting to fuck children.
If I knew I was being monitored, I would think the most heinous shit and be trying to not think it.
Yeah.
But I would be like making up crimes.
Right. Well, and also this like kind of relies on the goodwill of pedophiles to just take an MRI. They're like, all right, yeah.
But
you guys want to have healthcare?
What if they got fucking?
Oh, if they hurt their ankle, knee, or whatever, and then they go in
with how big podcasting has gotten. What if I'm fucking? You're hooked up to an MRI machine right now. You don't even know it, dude.
That's wild.
Those aren't fucking headphones.
They're gonna be able to deep fake you saying almost anything.
Yeah, the N word. I can't believe they're going to do that one day. Bunch of assholes are going to.
They're going to do that and then post data.
Wow,
but this was literally a Black Mirror episode, like a couple years ago. They did this whole thing where everyone's will was that way, and you already knew what they were going to do.
It's crazy.
So people would get fired for a thing they were going to do 2 years from then.
Yeah, Black Mirror sort of covered all of these things.
Yes,
I actually don't watch Black Mirror because it's legitimately it bums me out.
Same.
The dark side of like technology and social media and sort of like where we're going and the dependence on it. And I have a kid like this sort. There is the worst case scenario with all of that seems really dark and fucked up, and like we're slaves to these like machines, and then these machines are becoming more powerful. And at one point, that we literally are going to create technology that can outthink us and can outwork us and can outproduce us. And the idea is if it eventually feels and like that's sort of what the doomsday scenario that people are talking about is like, well, what if eventually the AI becomes so, it's programmed to help society. And we're the dregs of society. Human beings are the problem of society. So then fucking they collapse society and the financial systems, and they make nukes fucking point at each other, and they just blow up the humans. And then it's just little fucking androids flying around the earth for millions of years in a much better society.
Well, that's the interesting thing. It's like,
and we're slaves, man.
If this planet was run like a business, then we are the ballooned executive receiving funds for like not doing their job.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it just efficiently
drain the swamp.
They'd fucking drain the swamp. Kill all humans.
Right. Drain the swamp. Drain the swamp.
Just instantly they'd give us our pig slips.
Do you think it's going to start off with them just doing like annoying things? Like you come home and like, cause like I have at my new house, I have like my thermometer set up to my app. So I can like just like, I want to make it a little warmer when I get home. Right. But it's like you just get home and it's like 104 degrees in August. You're like, what the fuck is going on? It's like, how do you like it?
Lewis, I've slept at your house. That's how you keep it.
I like it warm. I like it warm.
Lewis should sleep on a rock. It's fucking nuts how hot he keeps the house.
I like it.
We are
like
sleeping on a rock, man.
Sick.
No, your mom fell asleep on rock.
It wasn't rock, dog. It was heroin.
Yeah, but it rocked.
it's kind of, look, I like the idea of like AI helping us as a tool. I really do. But it is kind of fucking scary to see where that will all go. And we can't really predict it. Like even just like this ChatGPT thing, it came out of nowhere. I wouldn't have predicted that they could use the technology to sort of do what it does. Right. Mm-hmm. And sort of how smart it is and how interesting, like it's super interesting. And you go like, well, this is a very crude version of this. Right. This is the first thing that we've been introduced to. Right.
No, this is the first thing we know about.
No, yes. Of course. But I'm saying
they're already
the first thing we've been introduced to.
Yes, this is what's been given us to the public.
Of course. This is probably 10 years ago, like on the governmental level, like existed. Right.
Yeah.
So governmental. That's a word.
That's right.
ChatGPT. Joe governmental. Can you make that a word, please? It's a word.
How often does Biden reference ChatGPT to make decisions?
Well, I don't know. I'm referencing it regularly now. I take Shannon emails. So I was like, ChatGPT, can you fucking decipher this horse shit into four words or less? You can take that.
You can really do that. No shit. Like a Cliff's Notes for whatever?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Let me see right now. Is there an email from
I said Cliff Notes to a young kid the other day. I had no idea what I was saying. They call it something different now, and I had no idea.
There's no Cliff.
Oh, I have no fucking.
I'm too dumb for AI. It won't bother me at all.
Yeah, I haven't really used it. I just like I see people use it, and I'm interested in it. But like with the articles I've been reading about that, how this is just going to mostly automate a lot of jobs, and it's going to be an interesting transition for human beings. And the problem isn't like if and when we get to like 90% to 95% unemployment, and like most of us are just, you know, free to think or whatever the fuck that nonsense is.
But no, it's not so much, it's not going to just replace jobs, right? What it'll be is like, it sort of replaces like for me, there's like a lot of shit that I would have an assistant do that I'm using ChatGPT for, right? It's like,
which is a job.
You know, right. But I can produce more with it. I will produce more jobs. I will create more things, much more important things and much more important jobs than a fucking part-time assistant for me, right? So if I'm using that to create, you know, and we're doing some really cool shit behind the scenes here, right? And we have fucking, you know, 30 employees. We have another 50 podcasters. One job, a lowly fucking 1 or 2 day a week assistant that would do like copywriting for me or like send emails out for me or format things for me, that job is gone, but maybe I create productivity and I create, you know, however many more jobs, however much more revenue, however much more productivity for my own life. That is substantially more value than simply having an assistant work one day a week.
I don't disagree with it. I'm just presenting the opposite case.
You're presenting fucking horseshit like Joey Durano, okay? Fuck your Duran.
I should stop. You're Dardano with me, dog.
You're Joey Duran Duran right now.
if you're a lazy person who just wants other people to do shit, you're not going to use the AI. You still want to go, fuck it. I want to pass it on. You don't want to hit the button for
people
AI.
That have soulless writing, like people that like copyright for like magazines and shit.
Explain this email to me in three sentences. In three sentences or less. Let's see if it'll do that. I bet it will. Let's see. Paste. Okay.
Basically, what I was getting to is that the problem or the like big hurdle that humanity has to get over, if we even do, is like 30% unemployment to 50%, when like half the people don't have jobs and there's like everything's in flux. The infrastructure of like incorporating this isn't even in place and people are just fucking dying.
Let's see. This email provides RAP, rap averages for February and March. It also highlights the best and worst performing episodes on Art19 and YouTube. The sender invites further discussion and questions if needed. And it was like a long email discussing all the numbers.
ChatGPT suggests stop booking Robbie Goodwin.
Based off of these numbers, which guests are not good for the show? Doggy, I can put that in, right? If I wanted to, I can literally take all the numbers for the past year, right? Mm-hmm. Every episode, all the averages for all the episodes, every guest, and I can say, ChatGPT, based off of this, based off of the lowest performing numbers, which five guests should I cut from the Real Ass Podcast roster? And they would literally, in a second, go, Robbie Goodwin, five times in a row, Robbie Goodwin.
Robbie Goodwin doing Adam Sandler. Robbie Goodwin doing Gino.
You want to ask Ann reasons why, so it breaks down why he sucks.
No, there's some cool shit.
Robbie, I'm sorry.
So that's the thing. When you start messing around with it, that's where you start to have some fun. But then it can be used for stupid things, like just writing a short story and just having fun. And like, or you can use it for like legitimately like practical things. With our ad sales team, I was like, in real time as a demonstration of the ad sales team, I was like, I bet you could, because I've been fucking with it. I was like, I bet we can use this. We could apply this. I was like, ChatGPT, tell me the top 100 companies that are advertising on podcasts. Now, for the top 20 of those, give me their top three competitors. Give me links to their websites. It'll just happen in 5 seconds. That would have been, and I mean, a week of work for a single person to go do. It doesn't mean that we fire one of them. It means that they can spend their time on the phone calling, picking up, sending the emails, doing the things that salesmen need to do. There's a lot of tedious bullshit involved in business and work that for somebody like me, who I'm super creative and very motivated, and when I'm into it, I'm really into it. The tedious shit, it's what keeps me from getting shit done. Right. So that's where I think it can be a great tool, just like the internet was a great tool, just like having the internet at your fingertips and having, you know, GPS and all these other things. It didn't necessarily make people lazier. It made great people better. Right. Sure. And that's where I think it can be. And it can make bad people lazier and it can eliminate
both.
I think we need to kill a certain percentage of people in the world. 20 to 30% of the universe can probably just go.
Which country first? What's the first?
No, we're all in there. I'm not better than anybody. I need to point this out. Maybe Natalie should stick around. Natalie, you might be the only person the bottom 30%.
That's pretty rude to Shannon, but I'm honored that
you're
I was flattered. Selected for that.
You're flattered.
No, she's flatter than Shannon.
She's flatter than Shannon. That is true. Shannon's got big old titties.
I had to give Shannon something.
Congrats, Shannon.
We keep Shannon around. But in the future, when the robots take over, to Shannon, we'll be like, because they want to keep humans. We'll like almost like farms.
Yeah.
Right? So Shannon will be like a fucking... Just
yeah,
like,
Shannon's so pleasant.
She's just fucking...
Just like the
up.
Aliens in Independence Day, just floating.
No, Shannon's hooked up to a fucking machine. They're constantly pumping cum into her, dude. And she's and the machines have figured out a way to expedite the process, dude. So every like chickens lay eggs every day. Shannon's dropping another retarded human baby onto a conveyor belt, just goes down, and they fucking, you know, why would they farm humans? They would have to keep us around, right?
Like instead of cloning, they still fuck her. The robots.
No, it's a form of cloning. They're just pumping cum. They're pumping cum right into her,
a bunch of
and
cum.
She loves it. And it's by the mouth too. They figured out how to hook the mouth.
It just bypasses her stomach.
It's also the same elevator wires.
Every time she's gonna drop a baby, she hits the bell.
Yeah.
Ding.
We're keeping Shannon around. Don't you worry.
For the old spit roast.
Yeah. But we're done. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
We're in trouble.
Yeah. I think the thing that bothers me about it, I guess, is like, you know, I've had a bunch of friends be like, hey, check out this song Diplo released of Eminem. And he's like playing it at huge concerts and people are going nuts. And it's like, yeah, is Eminem seeing any money from that?
No.
Like, that's kind of shitty. That's no.
That's where it gets fucking even crazier, right? Where it's like they're making like, they're like, all right, write a song, like write an Eminem song in the style of Drake and have a hook sung by fucking Lady Gaga doing a harmony with the Beatles. And they're like, and it's the greatest song ever. And you're like, what?
Some of the AI Drake is like legitimately
really
decent.
But you couldn't have AI Drake without Drake, right?
Sure.
So no matter what you like. So no, the reality is if you're utilizing his voice and his likeness, he should be paid in the same way.
But he should get residuals off of whatever the AI creates, right? Like, I'm fine. People are going to do this. It's just something that we all have to acknowledge as reality. Like, those songs, jokes are probably coming, specials, whatever. Like, once they learn how to, like, animate people, all that shit. But the artist of whom they're copying should get some.
They don't understand
humor.
Have,
like, bootlegs.
It doesn't understand humor.
Right.
Yet. It doesn't understand. So when you try to tell
it
to write a joke,
right?
It probably will.
Yeah.
It probably will start to.
They tried to be Mitch Hedberg, if you saw that. They tried to write Mitch Hedberg jokes with it. And it was really so dry you couldn't get it. Yeah, it killed itself.
My leg hurts.
Now, you know when you get stopped at security because your leg stinks?
Yeah, that's a great
bit. Yeah, they haven't figured out like the nuance of actual funny. I don't like, how do you, this it's actually super interesting because you can give them, you could say, you know, I can say make this email, you know, more exciting. I can say make it depressing, make it cryptic, right? Look.
Have you ever asked it to write a joke in the style of Luis J. Gomez?
Yeah, email cryptic, right? You say make this email cryptic. Greetings, Luis.
Hello, kitties.
Please see the figures below.
Dude, because his leg stinks is my favorite punchline of all time.
That's so good.
All right, regardless. So,
is that why he got an RV? So German Shepherd would stop gnawing at his left leg at the airport?
Yeah, I mean, I want to see what the next generation of it's going to be.
Yeah.
His
RV stood for ravaged vein.
I don't get this leg bit.
He had gangrene from heroin.
There was a story when he was on the Comedy Central.
I didn't know that, so I'm not understanding
well, then
all
you're
the.
You're not a real fan.
I understand. I'm not a fan of Mitch Hedberg. I think Mitch Hedberg stinks.
No shit, really?
Yeah. Whatever.
Shut up, Mom.
It was. I shouldn't say stink. It was just like very like one liner. Like
sure.
You know, it really only hit on one beat. It didn't really. You know what it is? Extremely overrated.
Okay.
Like, if I'm going to go for, like, clever joke, like, Attell just, I mean, he just fucking, he really does it for me. If I'm going for, like, sort of just, like, clever jokes, absurd, like, and Hedberg was just sort of, like, one beat. It was one twist every time, and it was just not really, like.
He's one of those guys that died at the perfect time, because it's, like, what is the evolution of that?
It was
like,
we never got to see the old dice
version
of Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
I just feel like
just him wearing a paisley shirt.
Just pretty overrated overall. Like when I was a kid, like I liked fucking Eddie Murphy, who had like these extremely long, fucking intricate stories with characters, and it was so lifelike and colorful. There was so many layers to it, and then Mitch Hedberg was like, "Hey man, isn't a broken elevator just stairs?" Okay, that's literally be at a fucking open mic now, and I'd be like, I'd roll my eyes. We'd all roll our eyes.
Right, but that's because we know where it comes from.
Yeah.
Like, at the time, I'm sure it was revolutionary. You know, even when I first started comedy, there was a bunch of Mitch Hedberg, carbon copies
in
08,
there was a bunch 09. Of guys that were doing, yes, back
and,
then.
And some of it was good, but you could see, it's like, where are you taking this, though?
Hey,
like,
man,
what is
isn't
this?
There was a bunch of guys that, like, last...
just a death trap for an Indonesian woman?
Dude, Mitch Hedberg would rule on this show.
He would, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I feel like I'm shitting on a legend, but I just never really got it wholly.
What other super lovable comedians
Carlin,
from the past? You don't like him?
I'm just never tickled me. It just didn't make me laugh. It's got to...
But are there people, like, for George Carlin, this is hokey and
I
gay.
I get it.
He
I get it
how
though.
I thought. You know what I mean? Like, I had
a... Notorious drop, please?
Yeah. Notorious! But I had, like, you know, classic, cynical, judgmental Irish Catholic upbringing and would, you know, judge all that shit.
You know what it
shit.
Was when, with Carlin and with a lot of, like, sort of, like, social, like, commentary guys? Like, mm-hmm. I think Dennis Miller was, like, a guy, like, that was big in my youth who was, like, into social, like, yeah, commentary. And, like, sure, I never even got to watch it, really. Mm-hmm. Even Carlin, I probably never even watched a full special because the shit that I connected with as a kid was urban comedy about being poor, about I couldn't think about world problems.
Sure.
I was thinking about how the lights being turned off. I was thinking about fucking being on welfare, about my mom hitting me, about so when I was listening to Eddie Murphy talk about being a poor kid and the fucking, you know, having the homemade cheeseburger mm-hmm. and the dad being drunk and being abusive and kicking the dog, it's like that's like it was like it just that's what connected with me. The idea, like it's a sign of privilege that that's you a, were dude, sitting there going like, "Wow, right. dude, I got to start thinking about the world." And as a young kid, I'm
you're
like,
right.
God
and
bless your soul.
That's a new Carlin take that I don't think anybody has.
No, it's the same as me. I was sitting at home going, "I might be a redneck."
I'm answering all these yes.
I love it. I love it. But yeah, that ultimately it just didn't connect with that, and it was the same reason that I did not like shows like Friends or Seinfeld yeah. or Frasier. It's just I couldn't
relate to it.
Couldn't relate it. It was so unrelatable. But I would watch like Martin or Living Single or like you know.
Were you in Living Color versus Saturday
yeah,
Night Live?
In Living Color, I watched the urban shit growing up, and that's just sort of what I connected with. Even though, you know, my mom was white, my sister looked, you know, presented as white. You know, it just that spoke to me in a much deeper way. I remember watching like Martin Lawrence, You So Crazy, that special, like that made me laugh. Like fucking talking about the fly.
Mm-hmm.
You remember like that bit?
I don't. But
it would only be a white bitch would keep on coming back to a guy like that, and then just the impression of a black chick coming home, and she finds like, "Hey, what's going on?" And she's like, "Oh no, oh no, oh no, motherfucker."
You ate all the Kool-Aid again.
it really was. It was great, and but yeah, and so maybe I just couldn't appreciate it, mm-hmm. and my mind couldn't go there. I sort of like, yeah.
I saw something the other day that made me thank you because you just said that you were going to watch Liar Liar with James and then didn't, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I saw an Easter egg from Liar Liar that I never noticed before. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
So at the end, when he goes to the plane to like tell the kid he loves him and the fire department comes, in the background of the shots that he's not in, he's Fire Marshal Bill in the background.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's so weird.
He's running the, like, really he's running the fire department.
He's just that's in so the background. Funny. I mean, it's been like a TikTok fact at this point. It's not something I watched.
It really made me laugh.
I love an Easter egg.
It really made me laugh.
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie. I don't like Jim Carrey. The same way you don't like Chad Burgess.
Yeah, look at him in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
So funny.
Dude, it's fucking wild.
So funny.
That was silly.
It was also like just a wildly offensive character. It was just a burn victim.
Or as opposed to his other character, who was just a man dressed like a woman in a bikini. Right.
Or they did Handyman on
all
Living Color.
Would not fly
it was
out.
Just a retarded person that was fucking
not even
a superhero.
Like, just retarded.
That was it. It was great.
I'm surprised that hasn't, like, Jim Carrey is whatever, but Jamie Foxx is still pretty active every year. So I'm surprised that character where he was,
David Alan Greer.
The cross-eyed with the pursed lips, but he was dressed as a woman, and she was just, the whole joke was, you are disgusting looking.
Yes, you're trans, you're rent. But that was actually a good-looking trans back in the day. Jamie Foxx, 100%. Yeah. And then they also had, just the whole bit was just
the gay
two
guys?
Gay guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Antoine and whatever.
Reviewing films.
They're just gay.
Yeah.
This is
that's
a movie,
the bit.
We're gay.
I love it.
Yeah.
Men
on one wearing an
Men on film,
hat
right?
Men on film. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, let me go about Color Ruled. It doesn't hold up the same way.
I bet not.
I didn't know black people could be gay until I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't think they could.
My world,
then.
We didn't have any of my talent.
And so ambiguously gay duo on SNL, that cartoon, was like, that was the bit. They were gay guys. There was nothing more clever than that. Like, look at the gays. Ha ha. I love it. But I mean, what, you know. Look at the gays. Speaking of, Justin Silver's here. What's up, doggy?
Hated it.
Ah, shit. All right. Let's see. Woman has a bullet removed from her. Hello, what's up? Who's this fucking? It looks like Ivan Drago's wife. Who's that bitch?
Oh, Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah, it looks like Brigitte Nielsen. Who's that? Who's in? Who is that? Shannon?
I think it's Laura Desiree. I just saw her for a second.
Who's Laura Desiree? Is the volume out down there?
I don't know.
Pull her up on the screen. No, you don't pull her up the screen. She'll see us. Yeah. Pull her up on the screen.
Don't do that.
Does she have nudes? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she's a porn
chick? She used to do naked news.
Oh, I've seen that on Egotastic All Stars.
Can we see her naked on this screen without them knowing that we're looking at her naked on that screen?
Or can
screen?
We just be patient for 5 minutes?
No, come on, dude. We can do this. Stop being queer, dude. Dude, it's so awesome that if I can look at her face without her knowing that I'm looking at her naked, is this rapey?
No, you're good.
Ask AI to see her naked.
I like how she's here because she has a rowdy puppy and Justin's going to speak to it.
I bet she's got a rowdy puppy. She's got two rowdy puppies. She's got a rowdy puppy and a rowdy kitty as well. What? I speak pussy.
I ask Elaine to turn the TV off out there for a second.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah. All right, let's see.
That's cool. And not at all gives us up.
Yeah, it's not weird.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's malfunctioning equipment.
Right. Everyone be cool. Look at that.
Yeah. What's her name?
Laura Desiree.
Cool. Laura Desiree. Who? What is she? What does she do?
Porn.
She's a porn chick.
Well, her name's Laura Desiree. That's not a real name.
Two first names.
Yeah. Black lady last name.
Ricky Bobby. Sorry. I just watched that. So it's just.
Are you watching all these with James now?
No, it's just so funny because Lewis can only reference movies he's seen within a calendar week. Yeah.
It's the only thing I do. I have to. I cannot pull something from more than 72 hours ago. Any reference. So I'm ready. Let's go.
I can share this.
Okay. That's hell yeah, great. Dude. Can we see her spread vagina?
Tell me about this place.
Bye, Ralph.
Bye, Ralph. Oh, she's hot, dude. Hell yeah.
She does look like Brigitte Nielsen.
What does she do, though? What is this?
Naked news.
What is this? What is happening?
You could post. Do you want porn?
She has porn?
Or is she just naked news lady?
Yes. No, we shouldn't watch her porn. I feel this is getting creepy.
Okay.
But now that I know she has porn, I will watch her porn.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm respecting her, and we're promoting her fucking brand.
Yeah. That's right.
So fuck off.
We are.
Make a note to censor that in the YouTube version, please.
Oh, it's already done.
Yeah, I'm sure, Shannon. We'll see. As my YouTube channel.
I'm sure she's got Drago porn. If she looks like that, there's Drago banging her.
They would love Drago porn.
Yeah.
How often are your episodes just unsuitable for advertising?
Almost always.
Almost.
It's insane.
Yeah, there's no.
It's almost like we sell fucking Kratom and nicotine toothpicks.
Hey,
we used to.
YouTube demonetizes everything.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I do any censoring on it at all is because it gets locked in certain countries if it's age restricted. Mm-hmm. So if we do, like, if we don't censor certain shit out, they'll say that it has to be age restricted, meaning that all over Europe, certain parts of certain countries, I don't know if it's Canada, but definitely all over Europe, you have to sign in with an ID. You have to give your ID to YouTube. And a lot of people just won't do that.
Yeah, it's just a bitch.
So
just happened to Pornhub in Utah.
Yeah, you know, actually, it's on our list right now. But so what happens is our numbers get dramatically fucking bottlenecked if we get age restricted. So if you guys want the uncensored version of the show, make sure you guys go to gasdigital.com. Use that promo code REP. It's all uncensored, ad-free. What's up, girl? How you doing?
What a bummer to send your ID to fucking Pornhub. Like, the whole point of clicking the video is anonymous. You see the girl give her ID, and now you have to give yours, too. How gross.
I've been watching some travel vlog porn lately.
What is that?
Like, I think it's this woman named Aniko or Akiko or something like that. Akiko. She's an Asian woman that just kind of travels to places. And I skip right through the sightseeing, but she's super hot. And it's just a new kind of new
she
avenue
fucks
of
somebody.
Porn. Yeah, her boyfriend or whoever.
So we were talking to these two porn stars about doing a show on the network.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea was going to be they were going to interview somebody like in real life. Right. A lot of in the beginning, it'd be a lot of like porn tropes. Right. So it'd be like a pizza delivery guy or it'd be like a fucking, you know, a cop or like whoever. But at the end of the interview with a real person in real life, they fuck him, like the porn stars fuck him, whether it's two girls. It was supposed to be a guy and a girl. But I think two girls would be a better way to do it. And they fuck a real guy. I think it'd be a great podcast.
It's also. Yeah. That's a like a flip it and reverse it of who's that guy with the neck tattoo?
Adam 22.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's got a great show. Dude, I subscribe to his shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. Dude, he fucked. I mean. there's a fucking porn star. She could have been top chick for a hot minute. Did he fuck top chick? He did.
Not current top
chick. No, not current top chick.
Last
top
chick.
Sky Bree.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did a porn with her. God bless his soul. Yeah. God bless his fucking big dick, fucking Gumby ass soul. He's not like, if you ever see him naked, he's not even like jacked. He's just kind of like a dude.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking great. Just God bless him.
Just a master manipulator.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. So you got to be. That's what porn was. You got to manipulate these young fucking idiots into fucking for money and regretting it later.
That's right.
Yeah, you know,
duping cunts. That's all it is.
Strike while the iron's duping hot. Cunts. Duping cunts.
Yeah. That's the name of the podcast.
So Pornhub blocked users in Utah after a state passes a new law that requires sites to verify ages so minors can't access adult content. I think it's the job of the parents, you know. There's also a thing, it's the job of the kid to get porn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's his job.
It's fake ID now, that's all you do.
Well, no, you don't got to do that.
Like your dad's information.
He's going to find it, whether it's a magazine
a VPN.
Or...
It's pretty easy though, right?
Yeah, you Google titties, porn, give like, me pussy, now.
Yeah, but that's like selling beer on the honor system. Like, it's the same thing. You can't really restrict.
You wait outside and you ask an adult to get you porn?
But you can. You can.
That would be a great experiment if you found a young-looking dude who looked like he was, like, younger and got him for a sketch, and you had him ask the same amount of people, will you buy me porn or will you buy me alcohol?
I bet Joey Dardano's available.
I bet Dardano touches kids.
Yeah.
Put that out there, Dardano.
But only hot kids. He's not an asshole.
I feel like it is, there's this like the, and yes, it is easier to get porn these days, right? More porn. And I think porn addiction is genuinely a problem, you know? But it's my job as an adult to be paying attention to what my kid's doing, right? My son's 10 years old. He doesn't have access to he doesn't have unlimited access to internet, right? He can watch YouTube on the TV, which is my YouTube. I see exactly what he's watching. He can watch Instagram on my phone. He can scroll through Instagram. It's my so I see exactly what he's looking at. He has a pad and he's got a phone, but he doesn't really spend any time on it at all. I've never even had to activate the age restrictions because he's just not that kid, right? He's genuinely not. And
like if he Googled the word boobs, it's because the word's silly. Not
him. Him and Max, Bobby Kelly's son, they typed in the word sexy on YouTube.
Okay.
That was as far as it got.
Nice. Right.
And then, like, it was like a girl, like, booty shaking or something like that.
What grade?
And
what grade are they in?
They're in the fourth. James going to fifth next year.
Because I got kicked off the computer in sixth grade for going to Playboy.com in the library.
And there was nothing even there. You couldn't even see anything.
No, it was all Playboy.com. For, right? Yeah. I was just like, look.
And then my son, he ratted them out. He came home and he was like, Dad, I feel really bad. Like, we looked up the word sexy on YouTube. We saw a girl's butt. You know, and it was like YouTube. So it was like, as innocent as it could be. But he's just, like, not that kid. But if I got the sense that he was getting that curious, which he's getting a little bit older, I would create age restrictions on his phone. And if it is his job now to circumvent those restrictions.
Yeah.
Figure it out. How bad do you want to jerk off to porn? If you want it, I would have figured it out at 13 or 14. Unquestionably, I would have figured out some workarounds. We all did.
Yeah.
And our workarounds were simply watching the scrambled channel until you got...
You just magic guide it until the ship showed up.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Or you had a magazine, obviously, that you'd find in the woods and you would pass it around between your friends. And by the time I was 12...
Or you and your friends traded the same black porno in a Mr. Bean case.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We had one Penthouse magazine showed penetration. I've told this story a few times. My sister's friend, Sorellis... we were looking at it. She got horny and she goes, I'm horny. She was like, wouldn't it be cool if we fucked? I'm like 11. She goes, and she's 13. She goes, wouldn't it be cool if we fucked? And I was just like, gulp. And I just ignored her.
Wow.
Yeah, I could. I pussied out. And
I mean, you were a child.
I've regretted it every day.
I have the same story, really? But it was a 13-year-old boy and I gulped twice.
Damn, Zach's quick. The master. The master. But we would pass around that magazine as kids. And I hid that magazine in my apartment when I was like 11 or 12 in my bedroom. I had, a ceiling, like almost like office ceiling. We could
like pull, the drop ones?
Yeah, the drop ceiling.
Yeah, we could push it up. So I had it in the ceiling.
Mm.
So I would fucking go and I would find it and then jerk off to it. I have to fucking climb onto a
we had bed. That in school in fourth grade where a kid brought it in the men's in the boys' bathroom. We kept it in the drop ceiling.
Nice.
And we go stare at it and then run back to math class or whatever.
Yeah. So. It was fucking great. It was so you were motivated to find some, you know, just
workarounds.
Just whatever it was. And I think the workarounds, obviously, I think it's easier now to have access to it. But it's also, I think, for a parent that cares, I think it's pretty easy to restrict how much access they have to the internet.
Yeah.
And you have a little, how old's your son now?
He's gonna be four.
Wow, dude.
This summer. Yeah.
Fucking growing up, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's wild. Fucking makes me wild. It makes
you
me
still
cry.
Think he's gonna be able to beat James in basketball?
Yeah.
Right now. No way. James would fucking dominate him. And James is bad at basketball. So. He's very goofy. Like he's fucking, you know, not good. The kid's not good at basketball. Yeah. James is not a very athletic kid.
He's very sweet.
Very sweet. I mean, he's very good at jiu-jitsu. He's good at baseball. He's really good at baseball, actually. But I feel like baseball is not an athletic sport until you get to an elite level.
Sure.
Once you're at like a like high level, I'm assuming high school, college, like it's the kids who are really athletic start to be really, really good. I feel like at like the little league level, athleticism isn't like it's a little kid pitching kind of slow.
But that's when it starts to separate.
Yes. You'll see the kids who separate. Yeah. And I'm not sure that he's athletic like that. Like he's going to become an athlete like that. He's much more into arts. He's into like acting. He's into singing, dancing. He's into, you know, all that.
His focus must be crazy because like to do those two sports, that's a patience focus sport.
Yeah.
As a kid who was at ADHD, I couldn't do baseball.
He's
you know
just
what I mean?
Stealing Lewis's Adderall.
Yeah.
No, he's
just
super
gacked in the outfield, just like
he's a very interested kid. Like he's out, he will try anything. Literally, he'll just try anything, any type of sport, any type of food, anything. Like he's just very interested. He'll give it a shot. There's tennis courts near my house, and he was like, I want to try tennis. We play ping pong, and he really likes it. Yeah. I was like, it's like, you know, giant ping pong. You know, I'm an idiot. I'm like, it's like big ping pong, James. You know, just like that.
Okay, that's a good way to describe it.
Like, okay, Dad.
But will he also give up on shit if he's like, nah, this isn't for me, or will he try to just ride it out because he thinks
he'll
has to?
He'll ride it like he's riding out saxophone right now.
Right.
It's not for
but
him.
He's not into it.
It's not for anybody. I don't understand how anyone fucking, there's like a 3-year learning curve where saxophone sucks for everybody involved.
Because you have to like manipulate the reed
it's
and
like,
all
bram,
that.
Bram,
yeah.
Bram.
Yeah. Spit valves and shit.
Terrible.
My sister played tenor sax,
but he plays piano. He does you know, he does musical theater and you know, all those things. He's pretty good. So if he excels at it, he gets into it.
Yeah.
He gave up basketball; just wasn't really his sport. But he's been in jiu-jitsu for a few years. Yeah, definitely much more like focused than me. I just think, you know, I also my mom was like I did just for fun baseball, right? T-ball.
Mm-hmm.
All it took me was one time of being like, I don't feel like going today. Mom would be like, cool. And she'd go, lie down. Like, and my son, once in a while, he'd be like, he's like, I don't feel like going to jiu-jitsu today. And I was like, are you sure? I was like, James, I was like, I'm not going to make you go. I was like, but it does cost a lot of money. You said you want to be committed to it. If this is something you want to do, you have to decide that you want to do it. And every time he goes, no, I want to go. And then he goes and he has a great time, you know? He's just also getting to the age, I think, where, you know, he doesn't want to do homework. Now for the first time ever, like before it was like, oh, I can't wait to do my homework.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's like in the fourth grade and it's like, James, do your homework. He's like, oh, I'm so, you know, he just doesn't, you know, he's becoming a little boy, you know, which is like a new thing. Like the wonderment of life, the idea of a pencil marking on paper isn't special to him anymore.
Right.
Like back when you're your son's age, dude, a crayon making a mark on a paper is just like, what? Like he's so into it. It's like, it's such a, he goes to preschool and kindergarten and they're like, they create, he's retarded.
Yeah,
you're a retarded child.
Yeah. I was like,
no, but it really
marker is fun.
But it really is when you're a little kid, like the, what is exciting to you, like just when you're thinking when you're a very little kid, just a ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but you're 2 or 3 years old, just a fucking ball. I remember one time we were playing basketball with Big J. And we were like trying to play like, a Canadian game.
Dad, that man's shaped like a ball.
No, we were playing with the ball, and James was maybe 1.5 years old, and Christine was like with James in the stroller, and we were all playing basketball, and James was just like, he was like, ball, and he wanted the ball so badly, and it just broke my heart. I was like, I can't see. He doesn't get the context of me playing a game of basketball with a bunch of adults, and he's gonna say, well, like, he sees a ball, and his dad is not giving him a ball right now. Jay got so mad at this. He was like, dude, you're gonna stop playing right now? I was like, dude, I can't. I was like, I gotta give my fucking kid a ball right now. I can't have my kid upset. He, like, and have this maybe core memory of his dad playing with a ball and not giving it to him with his fat fucking friends. Fuck off, dude.
It's
Sorry, dude.
No, but that's that good dad gene. That tells you that you want to be the good dad.
I did.
You want to do that. My dad was around only once in a while, so with my kids,
give me that fucking
whatever
ball.
The fuck you want. Yeah, so my kid took the ball. We ended the game. I would give them the ball the entire fucking time.
Of course, that's it. All right, we got a wrap. No, we're going to end with a rap. So can we drop a beat, please? Freestyle, Pat Oates, freestyle,
my
Mike Cannon.
Up. I probably got a ticket.
Let's go. We're going to free. We what probably got a ticket.
What rhymes with goo?
Lick it.
I got to look at my phone. It's connected by Cricket. All right, I like that. That's a good rhyme.
Pretty good.
Can we get a beat, please?
Are you literally pulling one up?
No, no. Like, no, I don't.
Like, can I borrow
that's
your?
That's my cohort.
All right. I'm going to write a rap in the voice of comedian write a rap in the voice of comedian Mike Cannon via ChatGPT. I'm Mike Cannon. I'm a funny guy. Making people laugh, I always try. I'll joke about anything. Don't be shy. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the high. I'm Mike Cannon. I'm on fire. My punchlines hit, they never expire. I'll take you to places that you've never been. Laughing so hard, you can't help but grin. I talk about my life, my wife, my kid. The things I've done, the things I never did. I'll make fun of myself, don't get it twisted. I'm not that serious, I'm just gifted. I talk about politics, but not for long. I'll switch it up and tell you about my bong. I talk about my friends, my family, and my pets. I'll make you laugh, no need to place bets. I'm Mike Cannon, I'm on fire. My punchlines hit, they never expire. I take you places you've never been. Laughing so hard, you can't help but grin. So that's it. My rap is done. I hope you had fun. I hope you had some. If you ever need to laugh, just remember my name. I'm Mike Cannon, and I'm the comedy game.
That excrement is called guano. Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Dardano.
Shannon, send me that clip, please.
You guys are the best. We got to run. Thank you so much for watching. We'll be back on Monday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.